The business process outsourcing, BPO sector, has been prioritized in Jamaica's Strategic Development Plan Vision 2030 as a primary sector for economic growth. The sector has experienced significant expansion over the past 5 years, with some 45 companies now operating in Jamaica. Among them is Ibex Global, which officially opened its offices in Portmore Pines, St. Catherine in late October. The company launched operations at the location in July and currently has 550 employees, with a plan to increase that cohort to 1,000 when the facility is fully built out. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the investment of Ibex Global in the BPO sector locally is a demonstration of confidence in Jamaica as a suitable destination for its operations. He says the government stands ready to assist the company to increase its employment capacity and expand across the island.
There is compelling evidence that a new economic era has begun for Jamaica, and we firmly believe that the business process outsourcing sector is one of the critical growth areas for sustainability.
Mr. Holness says the sector is being prioritized, sending a positive signal to investors that their investments will be supported for the long term. The Prime Minister says the estimated spend in the BPO sector grew from $230 million US in 2012 to some $400 million US in 2015, solidifying it as a critical area in the push for sustainable growth. Employment also moved from 12,000 in 2011 to more than 22,000 as at October 2016. This is expected to grow to a minimum of 30,000 in the next 5 years.
As the BPO sector evolves, Jamaica is ensuring that it adapts and innovates in order to scale and structure our service offerings to meet these changing needs. Jamaica is sending a resounding message that it is ready for investment, and the government is serious about its role as facilitator and enabler.
Chief Executive Officer of Ibex Global, Robert Deschant, says Jamaica was chosen as a destination for its operations due to the educational competencies of the workforce, their friendly personalities, and their passion for success. He notes that so far, the company's Portmore Pines location is performing in the top percentile of its locations globally.
It means Jamaica is outperforming even our centers and our competitor centers that are in the U.S., that are in the Philippines, that are in India, and many other markets. We're outperforming. I believe the Ibex brand in this market is becoming a great brand, and we're not even here a year. That's my goal.
The Ibex Global CEO has committed to expanding the company's operations in the country to employ as many as 5,000 persons over the next few years.
This is our first center in Jamaica. I don't believe it's going to be the last. So I envision us having multiple centers in Portmore, in Kingston, Mobay, also though the secondary markets, such as Manville and Maypen.
And President of Jampro, Diane Edwards, is excited about the addition of Ibex Global to the local sector for the contribution to employment, as well as the commitment to providing a growth opportunity for young people in Portmore.
We see this as another vital step in the development of Portmore as a new outsourcing hub in the Jamaican landscape. As global companies seek to optimize their business processes and reduce their costs of doing business, we will continue to develop the capacity and provide the environment to attract such investment.
Ibex Global is headquartered in Washington, D.C. and delivers onshore, nearshore, and offshore business process outsourcing solutions in 7 countries across 20 call centers. The company has been in Jamaica since January 2015. The new Portmore Pines site offers a full complement of BPO services such as customer care, email, chat, and back office support.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.